Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jonah chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows, God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. God's word powerfully worked in Nineveh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When you get in trouble at school, do you A. get mad at your teacher, B. blame another person in the class, or C. say, "Yeah, I totally did that. I was so wrong. I'm so sorry. How can I make it up to you?" Let's be honest, nobody really wants to admit that they were wrong, even if they were, so C rarely happens. Except it did once. God told a man named Jonah to talk to people who lived in a city called Nineveh. He said, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." Oh, great. Basically, Jonah had to tell everyone in the city that they misbehaved very badly. They went against God's laws, and they were about to get in trouble. Well, not just trouble, but big trouble. For 3 days, it was a big city, Jonah told them the bad news. Instead of getting mad at Jonah and blaming their neighbors, the people said, "Yep, we totally did that. We were so wrong. We're so sorry. We want to make it up to God." Another man, a king named David, lived about 250 years before Jonah. He knew that admitting when he did something wrong actually made him feel better. "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,' and you forgave the guilt of my sin." When David tried to hide his sins, the weight of his guilt made him sick to his stomach, and he groaned all day. But when he admitted to God what he did, he heard the sweetest words from God, "I forgive you." That's the same thing that happened to the people who lived in Nineveh. Here's the thing. God already knew David's sins and Nineveh's sins, the same way he knows yours. Confessing your sins is not something God needs you to do. It's something God wants for you. Pretending you aren't guilty isn't being honest. When you hide your sins, you hold on to them. When you admit them, you say, "I was wrong, God. I'm so sorry. But Jesus already paid for them, so I don't have to carry them around anymore. Thank you." God has compassion on you, just like he did with the people of Nineveh. We ask for God's help in prayer. Dear God, help me to do what you tell me. If I don't follow your plans and path, please help me to admit when I'm wrong. Then, let me hear your sweetest words. I forgive you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.